Kaya Elstad sits in front of the Baranoff Island Artists Cooperative on Lincoln Street. She's drawing on white paper with black ink.
I am. I've got a Little Mermaid sketch going on. She will later, I'll throw some watercolors at her and brighten her up a little bit.
Her chair and a table displaying her artwork are in the street, which is closed to vehicles in this block. Other artists and vendors are also displaying their work out here in hopes of attracting tourists who will buy. Susanna Schwarz is visiting from San Juan, Puerto Rico. She approaches a display on Elstad's table.
Is this just for decoration in the home or?
Anywhere you want. I've had people put them on Christmas trees.
Oh,
I've had them.
Christmas trees.
I put them in the window.
Schwarz doesn't buy anything, but she says she really likes having all the vendors out on the street.
It seems to be that they have a variety of things here, and they have some local artists, artisans. Working as well.
Is it cool to have it on the street as opposed to
yes.
in the stores?
Yeah, it is. It's much better. People are going to see more things. They're going to be more attracted.
Having the street closed to vehicles and the vendors set up outside is an experiment being conducted by Sitka's Downtown Revitalization Group, which formed after a health summit last fall. Improving the look and feel of Sitka's downtown was chosen as one of the summit's goals. Cindy Gibson organized Wednesday's pedestrian mall.
For a couple of reasons. One is to just encourage more time in the downtown area and more shopping. And maybe, you know, when you have a more of a unique, one-of-a-kind experience while you're traveling, you're more inclined to maybe shop, you know, for something a little more expensive or a little more meaningful.
Gibson says the feedback she'd received as of midday Wednesday was largely positive, that vendors were excited to be outside in the sun, and that they were seeing more visitors than had they stayed indoors. That said, it's not yet a perfect system. Tour buses had to be rerouted, so did the community ride, and despite a letter to the editor in the newspaper announcing the dates, the closure of this block and a half was not really heavily advertised.
I'm getting a lot of feedback that it was a surprise to a lot of people, so we didn't do a good enough job on that, and I do apologize to people for that. So we are going to work really hard this next coming up week to let people know the future dates. There's just three more Wednesdays.
The next three, in fact, June 19th, June 26th, and July 3rd. Elstad, back at her table in front of the Baranoff Island Artists Co-op, says that's fine with her. As the bells at nearby St. Michael's Cathedral begin to mark noon, Elstad says she has kept plenty busy.
Being able to interact with the people and them being able to see what we're doing and being out on the street has increased our sales for the day.
And the street makes a difference?
Yes, it absolutely makes a difference.
Behind the church, of course, there's another half of downtown where the street is not closed. Ruth McMaster runs Winter Song Soap Company from a storefront here, and Doug Dabrowski is next door selling jewelry from his business, Eclipse Designs.
It's really quiet over here, and then we walk around the corner, and there's like hundreds of people, but they don't really seem to make it past the church,
yeah.
You know?
And there's more to town than just that side of the church.
Both say closing the street is not a bad idea, but they wish that all of downtown could be included, even if that can't happen all at once.
Well, if they could, and I know they can't, trade off and have this be a closed section as well.
Right.
And maybe have, you know, the buses not drop off down at that end of town.
Gibson says the Downtown Revitalization Group plans to have meetings to figure out whether closing Lincoln Street worked, or at least how to improve it. One of the goals, in addition to boosting commerce for downtown merchants, is to attract tourists back to Sitka for a longer stay than the few hours of shore time they get from a cruise. That sounds ideal to Susanna Schwarz, the visitor from Puerto Rico.
But next time, I usually don't go on cruises, though.
Yeah.
I would like stay in the town for a day, a night or two nights, and then go to some other place. You know, that's what I usually would do.
The Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau had an unmanned table set up on Wednesday with brochures and cards telling visitors how easy it is to get back to Sitka. Schwarz says it might not be a bad idea out here on the street among artists and food vendors to add a few travel agents, too. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.